I've just done a whole story for you and realised I wasn't actually recording. So, yeah, I'm pretty new at this, so forgive. And the voice is probably going to get worn out. But anyway, let's continue. So, yes, I was talking about so my straight friend keeps saying to me, oh, you must do something on women or woman on woman. Bearing in mind she's straight, but I think she can't wait to hear all this stuff anyway, for some reason, and I think it's quite amusing. And she's the one who actually said to me that she had a crush on me at school, so we've known each other that long. I didn't know that at the time. And to be honest, it would be slightly odd now, I think, and I don't think it would happen. And she's married. But again, we go around that circle because that doesn't always matter, does it? It doesn't always correlate. Anyway, so going back to her, so she's the one kind of driving me, saying, tell this, say that, do that, da-da. So yes, I've already talked about the article she gave me, so thank you very much. And anyway, so I want to move on to when I left my husband. And, I don't want to say too much about that, but I actually went back to my ex-boyfriend's gym, not my ex-boyfriend, but his gym. And he always says to me, oh, you know, come back, build your confidence, build your body, you'll be fine. So I did, and I lost a lot of weight, obviously with the upset and so on. Anyway, so I went there and I was working out like a sort of a demon, and I got really, really muscly. I got a six pack, you know, I could see all my muscles, you know, wow, amazing. And I was in my late 30s as well. So I sort of hung out with the girls and I hung out with the big guys, you know, with the huge muscles and all that sort of stuff. And that was fine, and it was a laugh, and we used to go out and get drunk and all that sort of stuff. And I think I'd said in a previous episode about dancing on tables and being driven home and all that sort of stuff. But anyway, that's when that came in, and nearly having a fight in a nightclub. How unseemingly awful, but one of my friends kind of instigated it and I got in the way. So I had to kind of stand my ground. But anyway, that's a whole other thing. Let's not go to that one right this second, but I'm just going back to take a step backwards to going to the gym. Anyway, so one day, I've met this gym instructor, and she was tall, blonde, blue-grey eyes, very fit. She was an expert in martial arts and that sort of stuff, as was my ex-boyfriend. Anyway, a lot of them in that gym. So I was not feeling so well one day, and anyway, there was a knock on the front door, and it was her. And I didn't know if she knew where I lived, but my friend, my ex-boyfriend, had told her where I lived, because he's a bit cheeky like that, a bit naughty. And he knew I had a twinkle in my eye. So he was kind of setting it up. That was his way of helping me. And she turned up, and I wasn't feeling that well. And she turned up with a couple of pints of orange juice. And so I let her in. I said, oh, that's really cute. Thank you. And she said, yeah, well, this will help you feel better, because I've heard you've got a bit of cold or whatever. And also the other thing, I'll pour you a glass. The other thing is, sit on this cushion. I'm going to sit on the settee behind you. And I'm going to massage your shoulder and neck, because this is going to make you feel a whole lot better. Little did I know what she meant. I thought, yeah, you know, a bit tight in the shoulders. No, that wasn't what she had in mind. This was slightly different. And within like 5 minutes, I was like, whoa, okay, this is wonderful. We are like kissing on the sofa. Anyway, and then I was kind of conscious in the back of my mind that I had to collect the children from school. So I stood up, and she was much taller than me, so I went and stood on the bottom step, and we carried on kissing. Anyway, and then she had to go back to the gym, because obviously she would be missed. She'd be timed by my friend. And I had to get in the car and drive off and go and get my kids. And I was driving along, and I was like, whoa, you know, kind of a bit like recalling what had just happened. And I looked in the rear view mirror, and my face was bright red. So that was the beginning of quite an amazing roller coaster of a relationship.